Good. Let's get going. Okay, we're still struggling to get finished with the old part, so we'll continue the struggle. Okay. The last thing that we did, where we've been discussing the question of Isuri Hana and its relationship to Davar Gomer Mamun Kamamun Dami. So let's just pick up where we right where we left off. So basically what we pointed out is that if you look at this, this is a very, very important Gemara. This Gemara seems to want to be one of those Gemaras that seems to say explicitly that Isuri Hana is lav de marei katavach. That Isuri Hana is a problem of, simple reading of the Gemara, is a problem of violence. The problem with that is, number one, there's this other lingering girsa, velo didei katavach, which on the surface makes no sense at all because, you know, why do we care whether it's didei katavach? It's also, again, it's in the parentheses, so it just may be completely wrong, but it's there twice. We don't understand what it means. We don't understand how the two of these things work together. That's the least of our problems. The bigger problems are the substantive ones. Number one being that, what if it just really isn't true? What if the other evidence proves conclusively that Isurei Hana is Lachem? Moreover, how do you read this whole Gemara anyway, according to Rabbeinu Tam, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Ula and Rabbi Yochanan, who thinks that Bailus of the Nignav is not a prerequisite for Tzvicha Mechira? Anyway, okay. So these are the problems that we have to encounter. These are the problems that we do encounter. The problem of the what's called the Ritva problem, because we know this debate between the Raivan and the Ritva in Sukkah, whether Isur Hana is Lachem or not. The Ritva says that it is Lachem, that there is even an Isur Geneva on Isur Hana. By the way, one could say that there is Lachem and that there is Bailus in Isur Hana without saying that there is an Isur Geneva or Gzela. Because you might still say that, you know, you have to steal a Shava Pruta, and it's not a, you know, even if there's still, you know, residual Bailus, maybe it's not considered Gnevo Gezela. But the Ritva says that if you steal the Chepetz, you're in violation of Lo Sigzo. So, and Lo Signo, Lo Signovu. So if that's the case, what's the problem with our Sugya? And as I say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the problem of Bailus. And the other, and according to the Raivan, it's fine and good. It's interesting to note that the Rashash here on the spot just has a little comment. You know, his comments are always very good. And his comment is, with on the line language of the Gemara, he says, Mikan, you know, mochichin, that Isurei Hana is not considered lachem. And then he quotes, he says, and after all, it sounds that way in Psachim too, Vamud Beis. So Psachim Vamud Beis is the Gemara that we spoke about yesterday also. Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Rishusa Shel Adam, Vasana Kasav Kilu B'Rishusa, Bar B'Rishusa Rabim, Chametz B'Pesach. Einim B'Rishusa Shel Adam is understood by the Rashash, as it is understood by others, to mean that that there's a lack of bailus. Actually, in the continuation of the sugya, that the continuation of that very Gemara on Vav Amud Beis in Psachim, the Gemara goes on to Zayin Amud Aleph, is the Gemara of Hamakadesh Isha Bechite Kurdenaisa. That is the continuation of the Gemara, because the Gemara is trying to say, why can't there be bitul? Bishah Shishis. Gemara says, well, you can't. Gemara says, why can't there be Bita Lachar Zman Yisuro? That's because Shnei Dvarim Einim B'Rishusa Shel Adam Asan HaKasuv Kilo B'Rishuso. Why can't it be Bishah Shishis? Because then it's Yisuri Anod Rabbanon based on this idea of Chitei Kurdenaisa. The Rishonim there actually struggle mightily. At least some of them do. You have to look. The Ritva, Tosar Ben Aperet, some of them. Because on the surface, the problem of what is the problem of Mekadesh Bechite Kurdenaisa Bishah Shishis? Is it a problem of Bailus? Or is it a problem of Shovi? Of Shem Kesef? Of Momon? You have to give the Isha something that she can use. So that's, again, if you look at Tosar Ben Aperet and the Ritva, they struggle with this. Because the beginning of the Sugya certainly seems to be talking about Bailus. That's the reason you can't do bitul. And the Gemara says you can't do bitul, even shashishis. After all, the Kaddish Isha Bechite Kurdenaisa, Ein Choshin Lekidushin. So, Ma'inyan, the Bailus question with the Shovi question. So, if you say that the problem in Ishus is also not a Shovi problem, but a Bailus problem, namely, it has to be that the money comes from him and ends up, you know, with her. Maybe that's the answer. That's certainly one day in Tosfos and Parashas. Otherwise, that Gemara too is problematic. But it's interesting that the Rashash quotes that Gemara. The others quote the Gemara in Bava Kamma to prove this point, right? But that's less conclusive. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph, referring to Shar Niskal. So the Mishnah here in Mem Dalar with Beis, Shor Shiyotza Lisakel, Hikdish Baila Vena Muktash, Shachdu Basar Asur, Imadshala Nigmar Iktisho, Muktash, Shachdu Basar Psara, rather Mutar. Then the Gemara explains even further, Shor Shahem Isadshala Nigmar Dino, Macharo Machor, Hikdisho Muktash, Shachdu Basar Psara, rather Mutar, Hizir Shamla Base Baila Muksar, Bisha Nigmar Dino, Machor and Machor, Hikdisho and Muktash, Shachdu Basar Asur, Hizir Shamla Base Baila, Enomukser. And then we have Rabbi Yaakov, who's in our Gemara as well. Af mishenigmar dino hichziro shomer lebaylov mukser. Fine. So but the Gemara establishes here that about shor niskal that you can't sell a shor mish, can't be makdish, you can't be mocher. That is quoted as a raya to prove that there's no bailus be surei hana. That's often quoted as a raya. Moreover, if you hold that there's no zechiyah b'isuriyana, which seems to be a machlokas in the Rishonim, the Rashba Natshuva says that ein zechiyah b'isuriyana, and that seems to be the view of the Ramban earlier. I mentioned yesterday the Ramban in the beginning of Psachim, a less well-known makar, where the Ramban asks against the Rambam, how could you be kone chametz v'pesach, there's no zechiyah b'isuriyana. On the other hand, the Ribash disagrees, the Tshuva the Ribash, which the Ksos actually quotes. The Ksos quotes the Rajba's Tshuva in Simon Reish, Sif Katan Hay, and I'll get that in a second, in his famous discussion of Get Al Gabi Sureyana. The Ksos there wants to prove that Gitin are not Kinyanim, they're Nesina. We discussed it several times, especially last year. Right, Benasim Biyada. That's why a get could be Balkorcha de Isha. That's why a get could be written be Suriana. That's why in a get we say Gito Viado Boin Kiecha. That's the view of the Ksos. So one of his rayas is get be Suriana. He says, after all, according to the Rajba, Ein Zechia be Surihana. On the other hand, it's interesting that the Ksos in Simon Tuf Vav, Sif Katan Beis, where he talks about Isuriana being Lachem or not being Lachem, I mentioned yesterday, his view is that Isuriyana is Lachem. It's just not considered Birshuso. So there he says, after all, you know, didn't the Rivash write in a tshuva that there is Zechia bi Isuriyana? Okay. The other Shita. There is Zechia bi Isuriyana. Okay, so that's a Machlokas or Rishon. Okay, either way, according to the Rajba, according to the Ramban, it certainly seems that Isuri Ana is Eino Lachem, and that's why it sounds very much in our Gemara. Okay. If we take the view that Isuri Ana is Eino Lachem, so it's very easy to read our Gemara. And as I say, it'll be a fine way to read the Gemara in Psachim, too, if you think that the problem of Kiddushei Isha is also a problem of violence. There is, however, one huge issue or problem with this shita, and that is the fact that we paskin, or at least if hezek shena nikar lo shmei hezek we paskin, that you could say haresho chalafanacha ani surei ana. We know that from our sugya. On Samech, where was it? Samech Vav Amud Beis, right? The Gemara quotes it. If you have and later on in the Tzadis, right? If you have the Chametz over Alav Pesach, Gazal Chametz over Alav Pesach, right? You could say Harei Shachal Lefanecha. So how can you do that if Yisurei Hana is Eino Lachem? The truth is that this is the raya that the Ksos quotes, or one of the rayas that the Ksos quotes. This is an oblique raya, but in Simen Tav Vav Sif Cotton Base, where the Kselos rejects Yisuri Anah Ein Olachem. So among other things, he tries to prove, to explain other things, that when you have a case of Yiyush, let's say you have Yiyush Bailin, but for some reason the recipient, the Goslin, let's say, is not interested in being Kodem. How can you have such a case? That same Gemara, right? The Gemara in Samach Bomid Bey says that if you Gazal Chametz over all about Pesach, you know, why don't you say that there's Yeush and Yeush is Koneh? And how can you say Reish Chalaf Adacha? Right? So the Gemara says because he's not interested in being Koneh. He knows and respects Hilchos Pesach and he doesn't want to see Suri Anah. So therefore, he's not Koneh be Yeush. That's the Gemara. So the Kso says, well, if you were to think that Yeush was makne away from the Bailin, no matter what, even if the Kona didn't want it, right? So then there still couldn't be Haresh Ochalafanecha. You see from that Gemara that whenever Yeush doesn't work, it doesn't just not work for the Kona, it's not Yotze Mershus, the Makne, the Messiahish, either. That's the Ksosis Raya in Simen Tavav, that's the end of the piece. Simen Tavav, Siv Cotton Base. Had it been that Yeush was Mistalek, Minha Messiahish, even in a situation where the other person is not interested in it, then the Gemara would make no sense, there could be no Haresh Ochalafanecha. So what is the Ksos basically saying, or trying to prove? That Haresh Ochalafanecha always depends on the bailus of the nignav. That's implicit. So that works very well according to the Ksos's own view, which is that every case of Isurei Hanah is a case of Shelochem, but Eino Bershuso. So if it's Shelochem, Eino Bershuso, then we understand there can be Haresh Ochalafanecha. But had it been, he doesn't ask this as a question, but it's implicit in his whole discussion. Had it been that Isurei Hanah is Eino Lochem, literally, right? So then, how could you ever say Haresh Ochalafanecha? That's implicit in the Ksos. The question is, what do you do for the Ravid, for the Rashash here? The truth is that Rashi in the Ksos points out correctly that Rashi, Mem Hayom and Aleph in Bava Kamma, sounds a little like him, because he says, one second. Aino Muktosh, the La Bershuse de Marikai, La Gedushe. Which is no really better, no stronger than the language of the Gemara in Psachim. Actually, if you look in Psachim, Rambam speaks about, when he explains Eino Bershuso, he actually explains on Zayin Amud Aleph, he actually uses the language of Eino Shelo. Surah Eino Drabanan, Mekivin. The Eino Shelo. The Yisurah Drabbanan, the Bishar B'Chamesh, also B'Chametz, the Divrei HaKol, Kedarai, Sadami, the Eino Shelo. So actually, in Bava Kamma, he uses the expression of Eino Bershuso. In Psachim, where the Gemara says Eino Bershuso, Rashi says, Eino Shelo. Okay. But the point is that, how would you explain this halacha of Haresh Ochalafanecha if you really held that Isurei Hanah is Eino Shelochem? So I don't know if anybody ever answered that question, but you have to answer it l'chaora for the Ravid, possibly for Rashi, for this Rashash, for anybody who takes this position. So I think there's a huge chiddush to be derived from here, and that is that the chiyuv of hashava. Normally, we think of the chiyuv hashava as a return of the chayfetz to the nigdav and the nigzal. And according to these rishonim, that's really not the case. Really, the din of hashava is more about the siluk of the chayfetz from the rishus of the gazlan and the ganav. Technically, that would be considered a kiyum of heshev v'sagzela asher gazal, even though there's no bailus b'isuriana. That's returning it to where it was, even though legally now it's isuriana, would qualify as a chiv hashava. In other words, according to these rishonim, you have a huge chiddush in hashava. Yeah. I mean, you see from there in general that in addition to the hashava, to the nignav and the nigzal, there's also din of hashava, which is about siluk mirshusa. Right. The chiddush is to say that would be enough. That's when there is no nignav and nigzal, and it's just a question of his proper tshuva. Let's say that's one thing. The chiddush is to say here that instead of paying him, there's a nignav and nigzal. Instead of damim boy shlumei, you can be yotze through haresh chalaf anecha, even under these circumstances. That's a huge chiddush. Yeah.
First of all, the Gemara at the end of Hamaskid whether you need to ask by then for chazara might be a problem for this idea of
silo. Again, when there is the possibility, put it this way, when you have the possibility, you have to do the best haresh, you have to do the best hashava you can do. The point is that here you're doing the best hashava that you can do. I'm just pointing out that you're not returning the object to the bailus of the nignav or the nigzav. But where there's the potential to return it to him fully, and you fall short, lohodia lebailav, etc., that's probably a chisaron in hashava. So I don't really think that that's a problem at all. I'm not suggesting that all you need is siluk. What I'm saying is you need a full hashava. But sometimes that's defined by siluk. Where it's defined by siluk and by Kabbalah, then you require that too. Yeah.
The other alternative is to say that the din hashava isn't taloi in any lamdish categories at all. It's a din in mitzios. There's a chiv that you took from the rishus by them. If somebody had a video camera, they would have seen you taking it back. So the video camera.
Right. We need to know what that. I mean, we need to know what that means. It's not crude physical evidence. I mean. The question is whether legally you've returned the chayfetz to the owner or not. I mean, I don't really see any redeeming value to saying, oh, it looks the same. He took it and now he gave it back. I mean, we need to understand legally what's happening here. Just like if you had, according to the Matnamar Hezek, Shein and Ikar Shema Hezek. Okay. So the video camera, wouldn't pick up the aura of the Sheretz's contact with the Truma. Or the Chametz Shavuot of a Pesach either. Right?
That's why Hezek Shein and Ikar is such a controversial issue.
Okay, good. But if Hezek Shein and Ikar Shema Hezek, it also says Ein Lecha Shinui Gadol Mizeh, right? And even Rav Elbel understands it in a little different way, but also in a scene. There has to be some legal hashava here, is all I'm saying. It can't just be, it looks good, so it is good. It's a legal category. It gets you out of all sorts of things. It gets you out of Tashlumin. That's not a small matter. You stole a chayfet, you returned something worth zero. The answer is, right, you're to the best of your ability, because it's only the legality of the Surah Hana in Olachem, which is the problem. But and yet there is a hashava, there's still a hashava, there is still a nesina l'rishuso, just he doesn't have full bailus over it, apparently. That's a chiddush, if that's enough. But I think it is a big chiddush. Yeah.
I guess in the direction of the prime, but not saying that it's on one district, it's not based on a lot of legal categories. Like you said, that you are reversing the Maisa Xela by putting it in his legal rishos. The legal question,
but it isn't in his legal rishos.
It's in his.
Oh, you mean in his legal physical rishos? Yeah. I think that we're saying something like
but
that.
But not that because
the
based,
point
not
is
even,
that.
The point is not that it's based on the fact that all you really need to do is sell your own.
You need to do the best hashava you can do.
Right, I'm saying, but
which is misalik from your rishus, or and machnis l'rishuso to the best of your ability. If that means only machnis to his physical rishus, as opposed to his legal rishus, or his legal physical rishus,
right,
as opposed to his titular ownership, essentially that's what we're saying. Right? But I just don't think it means he took it and now he gave it back.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and we're basically saying the same thing. Okay, I think it's a very important hara if it's true. And as I say, it's implicit that the Ksos thinks that this is one of the issues and one of the problems. Okay, so that's if you hold Eina Shoa. If you hold Eina Bershuso, what would recommend that? Again, the Rivash that we spoke about, the Ksos and Tavav base. The Ksos himself says there's no hefker. You can't be mafkir Isurei Hana, because mafkir is a legal category, and it doesn't apply to Dover Sheina Bershuso. Now we know that from the sugya of Tznuin and Rab Dosa and Rab Yochanan that we discussed. Of course, if you hold the Ksos's way, then also that would be an equal explanation, and that's what Rashi says on Mem Hei in Bava Kamma, namely Shnedorim Einam Breshusa Shaladam or Mechiroso and Mechira Hekdesho and Hekdesh in the case of Shara Niskal. Those all work very well according to the perspective that it's Shiloh, but it's Einam Breshusa. Okay, the big problem. And then we understand why Hareshu Chalafanecha works, because you can get it back to Rishuso. It always was Rishuso, I should say. And frankly, even if there's no kinyan to be zoche be Suriana, but an Isurana that you retain your titular bailus over is a different matter entirely. You were still returning it to the bailus. So I think that is no problem. The problem, I think, in the Ksos, and I'm not aware of anybody addressing it, is the problem I mentioned yesterday, which is that he himself in the piece in Tavav Beis compares it to Gezav Lonus Yashur Bailin Zelafi Shen Shalom Zelafi Shen Breshuso. In that very piece he also quotes our Gemara in Bava Kamma, right, Ayin Aleph on the Beis. But what he doesn't put together is that there would seem to be a huge problem, right, and that is that you have the problem of Zelafi Shen Breshuso in every case of Tvicha or Mechila. Why Dafka Nisuriano? Every case of Tzvicha Mechira is a case of Gezav Alonis Yahshua Bailin, which is Eina Breshuso. So what did Yisuri Ana add in this particular case? That, I think, is a big problem. Unless you want to say the following idea for the Ksos. Again, he doesn't say it, but I think one could suggest it. And that is that in the case of the regular din of Gneva, Mirshuso, that's not going to be a Chisaron for Tzvicha Mechira, because that's what Tzvicha Mechira basically is. In other words, the whole idea of Tzvicha Mechira is that it's a follow-up and it comes in the context of Gneva, and as such, according to the Ksos, what you would say is that the Eina Breshuso of Gneva, if the Eina Breshuso of Gneva precluded Tzvicha Mechira, then there would never be Tzvicha Mechira. Right, the main Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira. Right, if you were to apply the standard, then in Yesh Gneva in Tzvicha Mechira. That's just anti-definitional. The point here is that there's an added Eino Bershuso, and this added Eino Bershuso is something that interferes with the din of Tzvicha Mechira. But once you say that, you might already be well on your way to saying what I was trying to say yesterday, which is, let's say, just to highlight it, you don't even go as far as the Ksos. Let's say Yisuri Ana is Shelcha, and it is also Birshuscha. Okay. I want you to do with the Gemara and Bava Kamma, that it's, there's no Mechira. Not the end of the world. The truth is that Rabbeinu Tam has to contend with that Gemara too. Right? Rabbeinu Tam in Bava Kamma Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph is a very famous Shita. It's elaborated on more in Tosfos and Tzvachim. That is, that Shor Niskal only becomes Yisurei Ana Achar Misa. But Lachar Gmardin, Lefnei Misa, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there is no Yisurei Ana. If there's no Yisurei Ana, so how come Ein Hekdesh or Hekdesh, Ein Bechiraso, Bechira? Right, so the Rav used to like to say that the shame Shor Niskal is what precludes the Bechira and the Hekdesh. Not Yisurei Ana, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos and Tzvachim does seem to say that the fact that it is omed lios also bahana, or that it is shem shor niskal, does somehow undercut some of the bialis. That's what Tosfos Zvachim seems to say. But either way, the point is that one could take a step back and say two things about this Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, we see already from Rabbeinu Tam that in mechira, so mechira doesn't have to be linked to lack of bialis, complete lack of bialis v'ano. Certainly not to Isuriano. Moreover, how does Rabbeinu Tam read our Gemara? Right? Because our Gemara quotes Shor Niskal too. Gemara says, if you have Shor Niskal, so then, Lab Demare Katavach. What will Rabbeinu Tam do with our Gemara? Sounds because of Yisuri Ano. So is it because the Tvicha is what makes it mace, and that's the onset of the Yisuri Ano? Maybe. Maybe that's the answer. It's hard to know. Rabbeinu Tam says it's also Bahana after it's dead, or it's just Mutter Bahana as long as it's alive. Right? The Tvicha is that point of transition. I don't know. I just don't know. Maybe that's the right answer. Or we see from Rabbeinu Tam again that this Gemara is Lav Dafka when the Gemara says Lav Demare Katavach. It doesn't mean Eino Shelochem Beglali Surana. Now, before we were saying that, according to those who hold, like the Ritva, that there is Gneva from Isuri Ana. Well, let me say it this way. Not everybody agrees even with the Ksos, right? The Ksos's brother, Rabbi Yehuda, that's how he starts off the piece in Simin Tavav, Sivkot and Beis, he starts off the piece with a question from his brother. So he says, the answer to brother's question is that there's no hefker, you can't be mafkir, be Isuri Ana. The brother assumed that you could. The brother assumed that Isuri Ana is lachem, and it's Bershuso too. Again, maybe the Ritva holds it, presumably the Ritva holds that way. Right? Because can you be gonev something which is Eina Bershuso? Not if it's the Guna Mives Aish for Lomi Ves Haganov, right? So according to the Ritva, who says in Sukkah you can be gonev Isuri Ana, sounds like it might be Lachem and Bershuso. So how do you explain these Gemaras? Ein Bechirasa Bechira, Shnei Dvarim Ein Bershuso Shaladam, and especially our Gemara. What are you going to do with it? The point is that for Rabbeinu Tam, if the Gemara is Lav Dafka, he's in good company. But that the Gemara should be Lav Dafka for Rabbeinu Tam for Rabbeinu Tam about Shor Niskal has an added benefit as well. Namely, that it's Lav Dafka anyway for Rabbeinu Tam, according to Ulan Rabbi Yochanan. That's the other problem of the sugi that we raise, namely that according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shalom Toveach, Shalom Mocher is also Tvicho Mechira. So if it turns out on two levels, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there's a problem reading the Gemara. So I think that if you put all this together, maybe what we could say, and that's similar to what I was just saying for the Ksos perhaps as well, maybe we could say is what I was trying to say yesterday, which is that the Girsa of Eino de Mare, the Eino de Day, is not such a bad Girsa after all. Maybe the point is either to establish that Isur Ana is Mufka, is a Chetza, it's like Ofer B'Alma, like the Gemara in Chulin, if you don't reject it like Tosfos does and say it's only about Shchutei Chutz. Or, if you don't want to go that far, at least to say something, seemed like Rashi was trying to say something like that, an Ayin Aleph from base in the beginning. It's like it's already Nisraf. Or, if you don't want to be that dramatic, so say it's lost its legal standing. That's the point of Yisur Eino. Not in a Shalom. In a Shalom, it is Shalom. And even if it was Eino Shalom, maybe it wouldn't be a problem for a Benuta. But if it's lost its status as a cheftz, a shalmamon, right, it's mufka from that, that's what we're trying to say. Then it can no longer be second stage nignav, b'tvichu mechira. Or, if you want to go one beyond that, just the final thing we said yesterday, which is, it's no longer an issue between the ganav and the nignav. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you know, if it isn't shel bailim, at least it's didei, it's shel ganav. But it's not shel bailim, and it's not shel ganav. The problem now is that Isuri Anoa has just injected a whole other element, a distracting element, one which takes away from the tziruv to the maisa gneva, the cheftza ganuv. That's what's going on in this sugya. If you say any of those variations, any of those permutations, so basically we can suggest that in Achanami, Shelo, Pirshuso, again, Reb Chaim thought that the Ksos was wrong about Gittin, that Gittin really is Kinyanim, i.e. the fact that it's Bisuri Anah, so there are Kinyanim Bisuri Anah too. The Rav is the same in the name of his father, that the only Suri Anah that doesn't have Lachem is Avodah Zarah and Iron Nidachas. Because the Torah speaks about language, uses the language of Cherem, and Cherem means Hafkaz Bailus. But otherwise, Yisuri Anah, even other Yisuri Anah Daraisa, definitely Lachem. Again, what would Reb Chaim, in light of that, say about Get Shenichtav, not just Al Yisuri Anah, but Yisuri Anah Shal Avodah Zarah or Shal Iron Nidachas? That's an interesting question. But the point is that, again, if you take these views that Isuri Anah is more artificial, you know, it doesn't really affect the Bailus and the Rishos, then the way to read our Gemara has to be, or according to Rabbeinu Tam, has to be something along these lines. Okay. If that's the case, yeah.
It could be that according to the Ksos, that this is the Shepasu, that Anah, the Tanaim, the Mechaim.
Oh, yeah, that's what you mentioned to me yesterday. Yeah, correct. I think it makes sense. Again, he doesn't link it together, but I think it's a good hara. I agree. I mean, the comments of the Ksos in the context of Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira, that the Tvicha Mechira is a Dinin Hana, would work nicely according to this perspective as well. Name of the problem with Tvicha Mechira, one would have thought should depend on Rishus or nothing. The answer is, you know, it's not a Cheftza which is Chefta shel mamon, chefta shel hana. You need that for the mechayev of tvicha u'mechira. Being nana menachefetz in some way is part of the mechayev. That's how he explains even chereshot to the katan would work in terms of shlichus the tvicha mechira. So I think it does work in very nicely. Okay. So if this is the case, then we have this whole other suggestion about how to read the Gemara. So now we can move on to the next point, which is we made another ha'ara here, and that is about Dovra Gori L'mamon K'mamon Dami. Right, Shlomo? Which was that the Gemara here has Dovra Gori L'mamon K'mamon Dami.
It seems to be a straight parallel from the regular case.
It seems a little different than Rab Shimon's Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusan. Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusan, the question is whether it's Re'ehu V'lo Shel Hekdesh, or, you know, since it affects you, so it's Shelcha. Or the question might be, and we'll analyze this more fully, that's our next point that we want to get to. Or the question might be, you know, whether it's defined fully as Chefta Shel Hekdesh, or since it ends up affecting your pocketbook, it's Chefta Shel Mamon, Chefta Shel Hedyot as well. Either way, the case of Rabbi Yaakov seems to be quite an escalation in Davar Goron LeMamon. They were talking about the impact on Isuri Anah. It's not so clear that, you know, just because you can make something that also belongs to Hekdesh also your own, that you can take something that is Isuri Anah and you can make it your own, especially if you hold the view that Isuri Anah is really Ein Elohim. Again, according to the Ravid Rashash way of reading the Gemara, you have to say that. You have to say, Davar Gar L'mamon K'mamon Dami works even to take Ein Elohim, something that is mufka mi bailus because of Isuri Anah, and to make it lochem. Wow. Again, if the reason that it's Eino lochem is because of the pragmatic, you have to have some expression, it has to affect you some way, so maybe that's a good explanation. Maybe here there's an expression, there's an outlet for his bailus, namely the fact that he pays for the object. But even then, it's quite a chiddush. It seems like quite a chiddush. Moreover, Michael made the point to me after this year, which is the second point that we wanted to make, namely, Michael? What's also unusual about that case?
In the case of
this though, the Korim Lamon is for the Shomer, is for the Shomer.
Yeah. Not for the...
Not for the Ba.
Yeah. And that's also strange. Normally, Dover Gorn Lamamon, it's because you have Kadshim and the Bailim. Or you have, in the case of Psachim, let's say Bayra Baimatse, so you have Akum, who's just, who's not a player at all. Right? For all intents and purposes, that's like having nothing in the world of Bayra Baimatse. Right? Because Shachat Aroa Yataroa, Shelacherim Vishogavoa. So that's why you have the Shomer. But here we're talking about making the Shomer into the Bailim when the Chafetz really belongs to the owner, to the Mafkir. So I think that's a good horror too. But in light of what we're saying, is it possible that Dover Agor L'Mamon here doesn't really need to accomplish any of those things that make it difficult or extended here? Maybe the real idea here is just to establish that the problem is you can't do tzvichu mechira on chefta shel isuri anah. The problem isn't the problem of bailus per se. The problem is the problem of bailus. So how does it overcome that when it's mufka mi bailus? And how does it create that for a shomer who isn't the bailum anyway? But the real problem is you don't need bailus. The bailum are there because Yisurei Anah are really lachem in a titular way, or we don't really care if they're there, like Rabbeinu Tam, because Shaleo Tovech Shaleo Mocher can also in theory constitute Tvicho Mechira. The real problem is, as we try to explain this whole third Mahalach, 3a, 3b, 3c, 3d, however you want to formulate it, either based on Chulin, based on Rashi, based on this Tziruf idea, however you want to formulate it, doesn't really matter so much, but as a general approach, it's one. We're really trying to say, Chefza Sheli, Yisurei Anah, is not subject to Tvicho Mechira. So for that, we're being told that, you know what, it's a Dover Gorn L'Mamon. On a certain level, it's a Chefza Shel Mamon, even though it's Yisurei Anah. That might not be enough for real Bailus creation. The Shomer may never be able to be the real Bailim in this kind of a case, but we don't really care. That's not the problem. There is a Bailim, but we don't need the Bailim. The real problem is it's Afar Bialma, it's not a Davar, Shenitan Lasos Gneva Shlav Beisalav. That's the problem. Davar Agar Lamamu, Kamamu Dami. As long as it affects somebody's pocketbook, that gives it a status of Chefta Shel Shovi, Chefta Shel Mamon, Le'inyan, what we need for this particular halacha. But in Ochanami, if you wanted to apply Dover Gorn L'Mamon, to create actual bailus, maybe it wouldn't work in Shor Niskal or Yisurei Anah. Maybe it really wouldn't work just for a shomer when there is a real bailus. Okay. So I think that might explain that problem as well. Okay, now let's turn our attention to the broader question of Dover Gorn L'Mamon Kamam Dami and Garmi. Okay. We have, just so somebody should read, Shlomo, you want to continue? You. Oh, you read the two. Did you read the two dots?
Yeah.
Oh, you did read it. Okay, fine. So we don't have to. Good. So in the Gemara, till the two dots there, so the Gemara says that basically, Hokam Mayaskinan Kanshamasu the Shomer Vihizik Bebei Shomer, right? Behuad Bebei Shomer, Benigma Dina Bebei Shomer, and Rabbeir Sabala Krab Yaakov, Husfirale Krab Shiva. Meaning, he holds a Krab Yaakov that there is, you could say, a Reisha Chalafanecha. He holds like, Rav Shimon, the Dover Gorn L'Mamon is Kamam Mondam. So then you have this Tosis here. Ben, you want to read the Tosis?
Is that me?
Yeah, do you mind? Savalo Rav Shimon.
Okay.
that also came to the Chayav Itav Rebbe Yehuda Bono. The Amar goes like that, huh? Imer Dalam Rebbe Shimon, this one is Dalam, Dalam Shikar Mono. Dalam Shayim Tar Mono, if you don't serve, serve the Tel Chayav Yehuda Bono, Dalam Shikar
So what is the Tosfos assuming? That if you hold like Rav Meir, Doin, Dina de Garmi, you're certainly going to hold like Rav Shimon, that Davar Agor Lamamon is Kimamon Dami, because the Gemara considered that Rav Shimon might disagree with Rav Meir. Did the Gemara there say that Rav Meir agrees with Rav Shimon?
The Gemara says that if Rav Shimon agrees with Rav Meir, then he would certainly hold his
Mamon. Right? No. Does it say that? Let's just look at that Gemara for a second. The Gemara really talks about, that's the Gemara in Tzadik Chesam and Aleph. Gemara says, what about Sarif Shtarosav Shol Chaveir? Right? Amar Rabba, just three lines on the bottom. Amar Rabba, Sarif Shtarosav Shol Chaveir, Patur, Darmalei Niyara, Kaloi Minach. I had burnt a piece of paper, right? Maskator Amar Chama, right, Hechadam, Idi Gesadi Diadi may have a Bishtara, little Lishtara Ma'alia. That itself is an interesting point, but not for now. Idi Lekasadi Anan Minayadina, Amareva, Teba Mamina. Fine. Amrav Dimar Abchanina, Hadarabba Machlokas, Rab Shimon Rabbanan, Rab Shimon Abdabra Gondamam Kamamadami Machayev, the Rabbanan Dami Dabra Gondamam Kamamalav Kamamadami, Lo Machayev. Then the Gemara says, Maska for Abunabre de Rav Yoshua, Ama de Shamma said, Rab Shimon Dabra Gondamam Kamamadami, the Dabra Shi Karamamo. Kedarabba, because the example of Chametz Sharavalav of Pesach, right? That's a machlokas between them. But Bedavar Sheni Kara, I'm skipping a few lines. Bedavar Sheni Kara Mamon Miyam Rinan. And then the Gemara says, Amei Maramar Manda Doin Dina De Garmi Magbe Bei Dami Magbe Dmei Shtara Ma'alia Manda Lo Doin Dina De Garmi Magbe Le Dmei Niyara Bi Alma. Have Uvda Vakafya Rafram Laravashi Vagbale Kikshur Latal. Very famous Gemara. Now, is that to say what you said or not?
I'll
make it easy for you. It doesn't. That's it says that from Shimon, who holds Davar Agar Mamon, Kimamon Dami, I just wanted to give the chance to defend yourself, so I was trying to be, you know. Chivalrous, I guess. The Davar Agar Lamamon Kimamon Dami does not mean that Sar Shtarosa Shal Chaveiro is Chayev. What the Gemara does not say is what you suggested, which is that in the other direct, which is what Tosa is suggesting, which is that if you hold like Rav Meir, the Doin Dina de Garmi, right, that then certainly you'll hold Davar Agar Lamamon Kimamon Dami. That the Gemara doesn't say at all. That Tosa says. Tosa projects it from this Gemara, because the Gemara does say that Rabbi Shimon may not accept Rav Meir. So that you think that means that Rav Meir is a bigger chiddush than Rav Shimon. And if you hold like Rav Shimon, you don't know if you hold like Rav Meir, but if you hold like Rav Meir, then you certainly hold like Rav Shimon. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Right? Tosa says that. Now Tosa can say that only if they assume one thing. Then, namely, structurally, logically.
I mean that there are two of that. He assumes that Davar Garmi is less than they're two separate levels.
Exactly, they're in a straight line. In other words, that they're all the issue is not complicated at all, and the question is a simple question of hierarchy. Namely, we have a clear hierarchy. The question is, where do you draw the line? So then, if I know it's all the same halacha, the same issue. If I know that Davar Garmi Lamamon Kimamon doesn't have to agree with Garmi, right? Then the Mandamar who holds Garmi has to agree with Davar Agar Lamamon Kimamon. Right? But that's not what the Gemara says. There's a huge other possibility here. Namely, what's the huge other possibility?
That there are two separate parallel.
That there are two different issues here, and that Rab Shimon might agree or disagree with Rab Meir, and Rab Meir might disagree or agree with Rav Shimon. They're two different dinim, have nothing to do with each other. The Ramban in Kuntras Dina de Garmi, he would never have even asked this question. Okay, I'll read you some lines in a minute, you'll see. Because to him, again, it could be that Bali Tosas don't believe it fully, but we'll see. That's part of what they're discussing in Tosas. You know, we don't know how much is presentation and how much reflects orientation. a dramatic question that you don't believe in, and now why you don't believe it, or even if it's not true, there's still something to the fact that I presented the question this way. And say, the Ramban, you know, it's proven to me, says the Ramban. There's a connection between these things. For the Ramban, Garmi, again, this is the short story. This is a massive, massive Bava Kamma topic. Garmi, Davar Gorm L'Mamon, Hezek Sheino Nikar, three completely different sugyas, three different mandamrim, nothing to do with each other. That's the Ramban's view in Kuntrasini de Garmi. Then you have to sort out all the evidence. What is Garmi? What is Grama? Why some cases appear to overlap? Fine. But three completely different ideas. Bali Tosis, on the other hand, in a number of places, take the different view. At least initially, in question, they assume that there's a specific hierarchy and there's a connection. Now the truth is that even if there's a connection, it can be done, the connection can work in two ways. The easiest way, in the most clear-cut way, is the way we just said. Namely, there's, you know, a hierarchy, and some things are more and less hezek. Just like, you know, Garmi is more than Grama, well, that's obvious, because that's just a question of defining, you know, where you draw the line. So too, there's a line, etc. There could be a connection between them, I think. This is a bit of a chiddush, even if they are different dinim and they relate to different points. That is, how flexible you are in defining dinim mazik. That might be a meta question. In other words, when I say that the Ramban says these are three different topics, so we'll see in a moment, I'll just read you a couple lines without going into too much detail, but what do you mean different topics? Garmi, for the Ramban, is about indirect hefsid. Hefsid without hezek. Hefsid without a maisa hezek. That's the Ramban's clear view of Dina de Garmi. Dovra Gorul Mamu Kemamundami, I'm just going to save you time and you'll see in a minute, is about creating a hefta shel shovi. Or a hefta shel mamon, to be not really shovi, I should say. Hefta shel mamon. Hezek Shein and Nikar is a different problem. Chefta Shol Nezek. The object is a Chefta Shol Shovi, perhaps. Is there a Chefta Shol Nezek? Invisible Nezek. Now, once Ramban thinks that those are three different questions affecting three different areas of halacha, so it's easy to say that there's no connection at all between them. However, one could theoretically say that if you're more flexible about how you define hezek, or at least whether you're mechayiv behefsed b'li hezek, that there's a certain tendency that you might also be looser, less rigorous in your definition of what is chefta shel shovi and what is chefta shel nezek. That there might be a link between those issues, even if they are separate. Okay. That'll be helpful, not for us today so much, but in general. The opposite, the anti-Ramban, if you will, in this particular issue, is the Sefer HaTruma. The Sefer HaTruma, which the Shach quotes a lot, and others as well, is of the opinion that we paskin like Rav Shimon. Dovar gor l'mamon k'mamon dami, because we paskin like Rav Meir. If you hold Dina de Garmi, you certainly hold Rav Shimon. And you can derive things one from the other. The Gemara in Shavuos, Daf Lamed Beis, talks about what if you have a situation of Davar, not Davar Gorim L'Mamon, but Gorim L'Gorim. Gemara talks about a case of Shavuos Eidos, the Eide Sota, where two things have to happen. Normally the rule in being Mashbia, Shavuos Eidos, as we know, is that there has to be Hefsed Mamon. Right? I impose upon you this Shavuah, because it affects me. Your testimony is going to save me, or your lack of testimony is going to lose me $100. Let's say the loss of the $100 isn't so automatic. It's based on Gorim L'Mamon. Okay? If you come to testify in Echad, and then the guy decides he doesn't want to swear, or he can't swear, so that'll create a Chi of Mamon. That's Dabra Gorim. The Gemara calls that Gorim L'Mamon. What do you?
I'm saying
that's not the normal definition.
That there was no lama that you're connecting. That this is where the Rabbi actually says that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to that in a second.
Connects to Sugas is five Kalai.
Kalai. Well, he says it in both directions also. Yeah. But that's the. But I'm not speaking about the Ramban for the moment. I'm speaking about the Sefer Truma.
The Chiddush. You know,
even called. I agree. But that's the Gemara. The Gemara says that the truth is that the Rashba takes it seriously. This Gemara. He rejects the linkage, but for a different reason, which I'll get to in a second. But he basically doesn't think it's absurd. The Ramban thinks it's absurd. I'll explain in a moment. According to the Ramban, this Gemara, which is what Noah is referring to, is a Melitza B'Alma. The Gemara does use the expression. But it's not Rav Shimon, it's other Man Damrim, and it seems like a totally different issue. What we call Dover Agar L'Mamon is Kachim Shechai Bachar Yusa, or Rabbi Yaakov, right? Namely, this object is significant to you because you'll pay for it. Not, there's another step before there's Mamon, but it's still Gorim L'Mamon. That's more like Safek. Safek echad shneisvek, or probability, you know, that it is anything else. Inochanami. But the Gemara uses the expression davar gar l'mamon. I'm just mentioning it because of the Sefer Truma. So the Sefer Trumos, I'm sorry. Sefer Trumos, the Talmud of the Ramban. Right? So the Gemara says there, davar gar l'mamon is a machlokes. If it's gorem l'gorem, the Gemara has a case of edei sota, you need two things to come together for the this to have monetary consequences. If you need that, gorim legorim, then everybody will agree that it's no problem. So Sefer Truma says, Mikan, we now know that if you have a garmi and a davar agorim lemamon together, let's say that you were soreif the other fellows, chametz bepes. What's the case again? One second. I might as well just quote it. Shin pei vav gimel. If you look at the Shach quotes this. Very into the whole matter. Shin Pei Vav Gimel. Yeah. Kosov Bal HaTrumos, Char Nun Aleph. The Goreim de Goreim Potur. This is the Shach's comment on the Shulchan Aruch, which says that we paskin the Doin Dina de Garmi. But Goreim de Goreim is Potur. Who can amin him at Shavuos? Hakom Odin Bein Esota. Who can chat Shaleach HaBe'er Abiyad Chir Shad V'Katan. Okay, so you hand over the burning coals to the Cheroshot of a Katan. The Sarfu Shtaros Patur. Okay? So that's Grama the Grama, or Garmi the Garmi. What does that have to do with the Gemara and Shavuos? So we see from the Sefer HaTrumos two things. Number one, I should have quoted the Shach in the end. The Shach himself says it's wrong, I should say. And he quotes the Ramban. I think he quotes the Ramban here. Yeah. The Ramban, Medina de Garmi Shalo, Cholek Ozeva Kasav. This is the quote that Noah was referring to. The Chenani Omer Begorim Listrov Shtaros Kavero Chayiv. If you goreim, exactly in this case, a goreim of the garmi, you're chayiv. But like the demuya klal ha'i darmina v'shavua, sakol modem be'edei sota. The hasam lochi v'tar shvua el al shvua sa'edus ha'mecheyav es mamon o goremes. Av goreim de goreim kfiras devarim bi'alma u'mamona leka afilu kovesh edus gamur u'misha dima shtein yonim elu v'irvan chayim shum kelay. That's the humorous, sharp line of the Ramban. Then the Shach adds, "Benira de lefima shehelesi lael the dina de garmi and al knas rabbanan yeshliftor garim de garim." So the Ramban is mechayiv garim de garim. By the way, the reason the Ramban is mechayiv garim de garim is because there's no such really thing really as garim de garim for the Ramban. It's if it's garmi, and it's not grama, it's chayiv. Because Ramban's view is that what is garmi? Indirect, mazik, that's hefsed, bali, maisa hezek. So it doesn't really matter as long as there are no, you know, additional, as long as it doesn't cross the line between garmi and grama. If it's garmi to garmi, it doesn't make a difference for the Ramban. The Shach begins his discussion of Dine Garmi, by the way, he says, Hine ra'isi Ramban herech ma'od b'dine de garmi, b'itchalti lasos chibur bir or pilpul al devarav. You can imagine that, what that would have been. Ach ba'asher ki ra'isi ikar yisodo, shesover d'dine de garmi d'araisa, u'mach mazeh yamuchar chachalik b'chiluk emezen nikor d'dine de garmi, is an ikrograma conditionally yistru zelze, alkein hukrach laharich bazeh. Amnam lefi ma shenir li kardina, the garmi ene leknosad rabbanon, ein sarach lachalik mishum chilukim, rak kama shakasam nishara poskim, shakakomim kotsu bedabar, shenir lam, shen shchiyach, veragil, vichi agam nevein ludamos, gzeres chakomim zu lezu, alkein chazarti la korayim velas sachibor, vim kol zeh amarti lahavi divar amban, bedine ma shayachim, he has massive pieces on dina the garmi anyway. Okay, so basically what we have here is totally different perspective. I mean, the Ramban, again, is very Ramban-esque, this whole thing. Very meduyak, this is always, this garmi, davar gorem, hezek shein nikar, never the three shall meet, and he works everything out, you know, betuv tap. The Shach here just thinks that it's all the Ramban and it's knas, and there's no need to work so hard. The Balei Tosfos think that it might be Daraisa, but it's in a hierarchy. Okay? Tell them that we're, you know, otherwise occupied. So the point is as follows. It's a code.
It's Asher's question.
What? Yeah. I should know that code, right? Yeah. Okay. So the point is that the... why did I tell you all of this? The anti-Ramban, on one level, is the Shach, who says... It's all the Drabbanan. On another level, it is his Talmud, the Sefer HaTrumos. Now, the Sefer HaTrumos assumes two things, basically. Number one, that the Gemara in Shavuos is literal about being Davar HaGorem, Gorem LeGorem. Right? Secondly, and this is really what he holds, that Rav Shimon and Rav Meir are interchangeable. Garmi and Davar Gorem Lamamo, and others. So if you say Davar Gorem, Gorem de Gorem, no, then you're going to say Garmi de Garmi or Groma de Groma, no. So he's assuming two things. The Gemara in Shavuos is literal. What Ramban was saying was that Gemara in Shavuos not really about Davar Gorem Lamamo anything. The Gemara really just wants to figure out. The Ramban says in general that Gemara in Shavuos in both directions is not really relevant. Number one, the Gorem LeGorem is just a way of saying that it's not, it's Kfiras Dvarim Bialma, not Kfiras Mamon. And in the other direction, he says, even if you were to hold Davar Gorem LeMamon Lav Kamamon Dami, which either is Ramban's Psak. Ramban holds Doin Dina de Garmi, but Davar Gorem LeMamon is Lav Kamamon Dami, Paskin against Rav Shimon. The Sefer Trumas Paskins like Rav Shimon because he Paskins like Rav Meir, and because Tosus, like Tosus' question, he assumes either that the one implies the other or that they're the same. The Ramban, Psak, and that's a simple reading of a lot of the Gemaras, is the opposite of Tosis's question. Namely, Doin Dina de Garmi, but Davar Gorem LeMamon is Lav Kamamon Dami. I, the Gemara in Shavuos, that we just mentioned, did I bring it? Yeah. The Gemara in Shavuos that we mentioned, which is Davar Gorem LeMamon Kamamon Dami and Shavuos Eidos, and it seems to work. What do you do with that Gemara? So Ramban says about that, the Hevi Yodea shall Lashon Davar Gorem LeMamon Kamamon Dami Huskar B'Talmud Al Drachim Rabim. Sometimes it's not literal. Hasam Linyan Korban Shvua Itmar V'Dami Kamand Amar Kfirash Efshar Lavo Lidei Mamon Hava. Belav kfiras dvarim bialma. Alma filu rabbanu de patru de mamona linyan shvua efshar de mechayiv ilei de lav kfiras dvarim hu. Belodam le shvua es bitui. By the way, this is the Ramban Lishitaso, something that we discussed, which I'm going to mention very quickly. The Ramban, and you'll see the Rajba too. The Ramban basically is saying, the Gemara, which says, Eidechon, is Davar Agorin Lamomon, when it comes to Shavuos Eidos, is a Melitza B'Alma. It's a different sugya. The Gemara there wants to know, is the Shavua like Shavuos Bitui? Is it Kfir Dvarin B'Alma? Or is it Shavuos Eidos? It's a Shavuos Mamon. So the fact that it might be Efshar Havi Lidei Mamon makes it a Shavuos Mamon. But if it's, then you have to add the other part that we quoted the Shach in a second. But if it's Gorim Lagorim, so then it's like Shavuos Bitui. It's Kfiras Dvarim B'Alma. That's the Ramban. Because as we'll soon see, it doesn't fit in any definition, any acceptable definition of Gorim L'Mamon as the Ramban understands it. What's Ramban's understanding of Gorim L'Mamon? I said a second ago, I'll read it in a minute. Chefta Shol Shovi, or Chefta Shol Mamon, as opposed to Hekdesh, as opposed to Isuri Ana. What does that have to do with the Gemara in Shavuos? Now the Rajba in Shavuos also says, the Gemara here about Davar Agorin L'Mamon doesn't depend on Rav Shimon and the Chachamim. But he doesn't say because it's completely absurd. And in the direction that he's Mechalik is the opposite of the Ramban. You saw it?
I did.
What does he say?
I don't remember.
He says the opposite. He says, even if you hold Davar Agorin L'Mamon Lav Kemamon Dami when it comes to Shavuos Eidos, to Machlokas in the Gemara, on Lamed Beis, that doesn't mean that Davar Agorin L'Mamon is Lav Kemamon in Hilchos Nezikin. Because after all, he says, Shavuos Eidos requires that the Shavua be directly Mafsid Mamon. The opposite of the Ramban. Ramban says, even though it isn't Mafsid Mamon, it's only Goreim, and we wouldn't paskin that way in the Zikin, it's not a Shavuos Bitui. The machlokas between the Ramban and Rajba is dual. It's a Shavuos Eidos machlokas, which I just want to mention for 1 minute, because it's related to something that we did. The Rajbas are the opinion in general, about three or four Rajbas. Rajba thinks that the Mechayiv of Shavuos Eidos is Hefsid Mamon. Not Shvua Sheker, which is a Hefza Shel Shvuas Mamon, but Hefzid Mamon is the direct Mechayiv. That's why, and the Ramban disagrees. Ramban thinks, maybe it's enough, Shvuas Sheker, B'Shvuas Sheinu Shvuas Bitui, but B'Shvuas Mamon. That's Lishitasam, if you remember in Harsha, the way that they answered the question of the Tshuvas Arif, mentioned at the time, that the Ramban gives several answers to the question. Ramban says, Shavuos Eidos, it works. The case of the Ravi Avad. Or the case of the Tshuvas Arif, rather. Where the Tshuvas Arif says that, you know, even after the, even if the Kfirah takes place after the Ksivas Harsha, that's a problem too. So the Rishonim ask, but how can it be Shavuos Eidos? If the guy's kofar, it'll be gone. So one of the answers that the Ramban gives is, but at the time it was a Shavuos Mamon, wasn't it? So the fact that you could now remove the Mamon point, it's still Shavuos Eidos. And the Rajba omits that answer. That's because of Lishitaso, also the Rajban Lamed Gimel in Shavuos about Gosin bin Shoseim speaks about, makes this point. The Rajba always seems to think that Shavuos Eidos has to be a direct Mechayev of Hefsid Mamon. And the Ramban thinks you need a Cheftishol Shavuos Mamon, even if Lamaisa it's not Mafsid. So that's why here, the Rajba said the Gemara there in Dover Gorn Lamon is Lav Dafka, because actually, in order to qualify for Shavuos Eidos, right, you need more than what you need in the Zikin. And the Ramban says, no, it would work for Shavuos Eidos even though it doesn't work for the Zikin, because there all we need is a Cheftishol Shavuos Mamon, that it shouldn't be Bitui. Of course, if it's Gorim Lagorim, then that's a Shavuos Bitui. That's a Kasha B'Alma. But there is a second element too. The Sefer HaTrumos and the Rajba take that Gemara a little bit seriously, that maybe it could be Mechalek, but the words Dovar Gorim mean something. And the Sefer HaTrumos goes even further and says, you know, what's good for Dovar Gorim, Gorim Lagorim, is either good or no good for Garmi to Garmi. Whereas the Ramban is saying, the whole thing is just a Melitza B'Alma. Why? Because for the Ramban, let me read the other lines now in the Ramban. And with this, we'll just be able to sail through the Tosas, but Istaka chashta drab meir hu d'doin dina de garmi. V'lo ashka chantana de svira la kavase. No one holds like our meir. V'kvar parishna la eldrab shimon palagale v'lo d'doin. V'kasha harab shimon svira la davar garn la mamu kamam dami. Halo kasha. The samkina namai darminam b'gemara la el ema dam rab shimon davar shi karo mamon b'davar shi eni karo mamon v'shamas leid rab meir. What gemara is he quoting? The gemara bava kama. Rab Shimon didn't say his halacha in a davar de eni kara mamon. Mishamas leid Rab Meir mechayva filu bedavar she eni kara mamon kagon sarish tarosav holvu garam lehefsed mamon. Vinami leman de kasol kadai tef begamar lemeir de mechayv Rab Shimon bedavar she eni kara mamon. Even according to the habamina that it would work with sarish tarosav hani milu besarish shehu kishasarif mamon shal chavera. Shai ma'achar shadavar garam lemamon kemamon dami. Hashtar chashuv kikis male mos. This is a terrific line. The Ramban says that even according to the Mandamar that Davar Garm Lamamon would apply to Sarif Shtar, it's not for the same reason as Rab Meir. It would be for a different reason. For Rab Meir, the reason that Sarif Shtar would be Chayav Dina de Garmi is because of the Hefsid Mamon, even though the lack of Maisa Hezek. For Rab Shimon, the reason it should be Chayav is because even according to that view, we think that Rab Shimon says the Gemara only applies to something which is a cheftishol mamon, cheftishol shovi, but you have to make it not hekdesh, not sharaniskal, but it has to already have the shovi before you get to the garon lamamon. But even according to the Havamina, the davar garon lamamon will create a shovi. That's what it does. It creates cheftishol shovi, cheftishol mamon. So what Rab Shimon will say is this shtar raya, which on the surface ain't ikar mamon. Yeshlo ikar mamon now. One more time. Shari ma'acher shadavar garon lamamon kimamon dami hashtar chashuv kikis male mos v'hu mazik v'lo goren. So then what does he do? He does a ma'isa hezek on the newly coined, newly crowned because of davar garon lamamon cheftishol mamon. But that has nothing to do with Rab Meir avol goren lahafsid mamon below ma'isa, which is what garmi is. The reason that you're chayiv in Sorosh Tarosav according to Rab Meir is not because it's kis mali mo, says the Ramban, but because you caused his bank account to be depleted, even though you did nothing to the shtar. The Maisa Hezek isn't on the shtar. The Maisa Hezek is on the chov. Kegon mechitas kerem, there's no even issue. Mechitas kerem sheyusho hu goreim l'Rab Shimon pater. Mocho chov goreim l'Rab Shimon pater. Let me highlight it by the Rambam and the Raiva that I told you to look at. In Perek Zayin Hilchos Chovah. I'm sorry I'm running, but I want to get all this in. Right? The Rambam and Raiva debate Meshacharer Avdo. And his Eved is an apotiki to a Chov. So the Shichur Eved Shalo ends up being Mafsid Chavero. Is that Dina de Garmi or not? If Garmi focuses on indirect Hefsid, Hefsed indirect hezek, why not? If it means this too is defined as a maisa hezek, how can you say that? How can you do a maisa hezek on your own chafza? That's the debate between the Rambam and the Raiva. That's what the Ramban is cluing it into as well. Okay, could be. Could be. But afal pichein, whatever the status of a potiki is, it's still, the fact that he can be bochel shows you that it's still the balusa. It's still hard to say that you could do a maisa. Maybe a little better. It's still hard to say you could do a maisa hezek on something which is primarily yours. Unless you have a junior senior partnership relationship, getting back to previous discussions earlier in the year, where it's not just the predominant one, but they're different, which could be. V'chein maradino l'shulchani v'chol abizrayu afagav d'kaimelon krab meir lo kaimelon krab shimon domer goron l'mamun kamamun dami b'lo mitle hada b'chaverta. And what does he quote? Our Gemara. Tokarsina b'perek meruba v'yisanami b'ksuva. It's hocha ma'yiskinen k'gomasu l'shomer. Rab Meir savak Rab Yaakov. Savak Rab Shimon damar davar agon l'mamun k'mamun dami. Amai lema Rab Meir l'tamei d'doin dina d'garmi, which is exactly Tosis' question. Right? Ramban says, Ela shema mina d'lo mitlichad b'chaverta. D'ad kan lo dainin on dina d'garmi ala l'shalim mach shehifsid mimenu. Aval l'meheve k'mamun. No. Dina de Garmi never transforms a Cheftza into a Shovi or a Mamon. It just says, the important thing is the impact on bank accounts. And that's not going to help you for the sugya in Bava Kama, because we're interested here in Chiyuv Dalad Vehei on a Cheftza Shel Mamon. What does that have to do with Dina Degarmi? Aval Meheve Kim Mamon Lo Hilkachi Tavach Shar Niskal Lo Meshalim Tashlim Dalad Vehei Delav Kim Mamon Dami. From the perspective of Rabbi Meir, Umikamako Misvir Like Rabbi Yaakov Chayv L'Shalim Shor L'Shomer Sharif Sido B'Dmei Ashor. There is Garmi, but there's not going to be Chiyuv Dalad Vehei. Lefika Chani Omer Shagozo Chametz V'Arva Alav Pesach Ubo Acher V'Sorfo Shachayv L'Shalim L'Gazlan Do Kaim L'Un Krab Meir Dodoin Dina D'Garmi Afagav D'Lo Kaim Mikrab Shimon Bari Goram Lehefsid Mamon Mekiso Shu Chayv L'Shalim Mamon Acher L'Bahadam Arishonim. And then he adds U'B'Ikar Milsad Rab Shimon Dama Kachar Chayv B'Chiyus and Chayv Leisach Zakavasei She'eno Kimamon V'ein V'Shalman Aleim Tashlum Yidala Dehei V'afein Nishboim Aleim. Sharei, and he keeps repeating, Ein gufan mamon, afa bishagarmin lamamon. There is a loss in bank account by what you do, but that's not what Dabra Gar lamamon is about. Afa bishim hizik chayv l'shalem, im pashim abishim rasam p'turim. He talks about the Rambam. Okay. V'chein nami ein bahem ona, delay sarab shimon, v'afa gav dar meir sava kavasei, anan lo svir lan kar meir, ela bedina de garmi. But the way that he defines Rav Shimon, so two things emerged very clearly from the Ramban, including from our sugya. That's his answer to our sugya. Rav Meir is about indirect chesed. Rav Shimon is about, it's not about bialos either, by the way. It's about transforming the cheftza. Dover agorim lemamon, kimamon means the cheftza. You don't have to say that for Rav Shimon. That's all the Ramban. If that's true, does that have anything to do with the Gemara in Shavuos? Which is why the Ramban didn't just say that the sugya is there, not Habad Talia Lahalacha. The Rajba said that too. But like the Sefer Trumos, the Rajba thought that there was a connection between that Gor and the Mammon and the regular Gor and the Mammon, even if you could be Mechalik. For the Rajba, you can be Mechalik because of the special needs of Shavuos Eidos. For the Ramban, it's an example of imprecise halachic language. Because these things they're kirchok mizrachimar, they have nothing to do with each other. And for the Sefer Truma, not only is the Dabra Gorim and Shavuos relevant, but we paskin like Rab Shimon, because we paskin like Rab Meir, we can learn from Gorim Lagorim of Rab Shimon to Gorim Lagorim of Rab Meir.
Yeah.
Or whether Gorim Lamamon can make something into a Katsu Shalom.
Right. Like, but you can't.
Can you do that if you're starting from scratch?
Right. And so what we might say is that according to the Deya that Gorim Lamamon applies to the Dabra Shein Ikur Mamon, so basically you can just transform anything into.
Right. Absolutely.
Whereas according to the Deya that it applies to Dabra Shein Ikur Mamon, might say, what the Chish Dabra Gorim Lamamon is that if it causes Mamon to use the way, ignore the fact that it has a market value, it actually is worthless.
Right. We can augment. We can look at it from a different point of view.
Recover its original value.
Right. Absolutely. That's what it means, the Ikramamun.
Ignoring the fact that if you actually were to try to sell this thing, nobody would actually buy it. That's not going to be relevant for us. We're going to go sort of just by its inherent
value. Because of Gor Lamamon. Gor Lamamon can refine can provide perspective on how to look at this chayfetz so it truly, so that one of its aspects shines through, but it can't create from nothing. Yesh me'ayin, shobi shomam. 100%.
On the other hand,
that's the Ramban.
The Miri there actually, he seems to indicate that he understood that the two deos, the initial day that it should apply to Shavuos, that really he thought that the din of Garmi, the Dabra Gemara, was just basically two synonyms.
You're saying it's like the Sefer Trumos?
Well, the Sefer, I'm not sure exactly this wasn't.
Well, that's
the Rabbit. Who sounds very much like the Sefer Trumos, I think it's the Sefer Trumos. The Rabbit struggles with the issue of Ikra Mamon because he also thinks that basically.
We'll get to it in a minute. So what would be the other ways to learn? So that's the Ramban's perspective, and that's how the Ramban learns our sugya, and that's perfect and good. As we say, Tosa starts out, so we have the Shach, everything's only Rabbanon, we have the Garmi, we have the Sefer Trumos and the connection between Garmi and Dabra Gor Lamamon. We have the question of Tosas, which is, they're in a straight hierarchy. Now, if they're in a straight hierarchy, as I said, so what is that hierarchy? So let's just analyze that a little more fully, and then we'll see, maybe we'll get to what you're saying about the Miri also. The truth is that if you think that there's a straight hierarchy between Davar Agor L'Mamon and Garmi, it can be for one of two reasons. It could be because Davar Agor L'Mamon is also based on indirect hefsed. We're not making really any statement about Hefta Shel Mamon or Bailus Ala Mamon. What we're saying is that Davar Agor L'Mamon, Kemamon, you're causing me a loss, we treat this as a hezek. In some sugyas that would be fine. The Ramban is totally right. In other sugyas, it doesn't seem to work because we're not always talking about mazik. We're talking about v'gunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'ganav. We're talking about are you nishba lahekdesh? Is there ono lahekdesh? It's very hard to say that indirect hefsed is going to be sufficient for that. So if we connect Garmi and Davar Agor L'Mamon, and it's not based on indirect hefsed, so maybe it's the other point that the Ramban was rejecting. And that is, why not say that according to the Mandamar Doin Dina de Garmi, it's kis malemos. The shtar becomes not a basis which to damage the chov. The chetza shel shtar becomes a chetza shel shovi, a kis malei mos. Now we had this already earlier in Tosis, right? In the Havim, the whole question of where do we have it? Kefel regarding shtaros. Tosis on Samach Beis, Omid Beis. Tosis asks the question: if you hold dina de garmi, if you hold that there's not even garmi, how can you have how can you need a miut to be mamayit kefel migneva? And Tosafos say what they say there, the different answers which we discussed at the time, but we pointed out at the time that it seems, at least according to some views in Tosafos, that Garmi is going to, talking about Kefel, sounds like the Gemara thinks that, you know, if we do say Doin Dina de Garmi, then that's effective for Gnevas Kefel. On the surface, Doin Dina Garmi is about indirect hefsed, as the Ramban says, and that's not going to help you for Chefza Shol Gneva, Maisa Gneva, Bishtar. So the fact that the Gemara, that Tosis thinks that, shows you that maybe Tosis are considering, we discussed alternatives as well, that to Garmi, what the way the Ramban describes Davar Agor L'Mamon is what happens, according to Rav Meir, in Dina de Garmi, or maybe two things happen in Dina de Garmi. Right? Maybe the two things that happened, the meta issue that I mentioned before, maybe just as you could be chayiv for hefsed mamon, we take a wider, more flexible, less technical, and therefore less rigorous stance on maisa hezek, so too, if hefsed mamon is mechayiv, then maybe there's a greater tendency to define chefta shel shovi, and maybe even chefta shel nezek, if you want to extend to hezek shein and ikar, in a more flexible way, in a more pragmatic way, let's say, as well. Because the issue is, are we taking formal, legal, strict definitions when it comes to Hezek and these dinim? Or are we letting the dinim mamonis drive things? The impact, the pragmatic impact. As far as that's concerned, if you hold dinu de garmi, you're also likely to say, davar agor l'mamon kemamon, or in some cases you don't even need to, it's kis malemos. So if there's a common denominator between them, it would seem to be that Dina de Garmi operates that way, or this meta connection between them. Now, that could be the discussion in the Gemara, certainly, on Tzadi Ches. Well, the Gemara thought that, you know, the Gemara's question, you know, whether Sarif Shtarosa Shal Chaver is Dina de Garmi, or not, and even when the Gemara gives the answer that it only works for Davar Shikar Mamon, so maybe the Gemara is saying that, as we explained, that, you know, that Davar Agorim will only work, that's the difference between the Garmi and Davar Agorim, where you draw the line. How can you create a kis male mos from Mayayin? Or only by neutralizing some other factor and emphasizing the physical shovi to begin with. Okay. If we reject the connection between Dover and Gorin Lamamun and Garmi? So are we limited to the Ramban's understanding, which is that Dover Gorin Lamamun is about Shovi, Kismali Mos, and Garmi is about indirect Hefsid? Also not necessarily. It's possible to suggest that Dover Gorin Lamamun isn't about Shovi, it's about Bimus. And that would help our understanding of a number of sugyas. I think yesh v'yesh. The truth is that many of the sugyas of Dor and Gorin Lamamon are re'ehu sugyas. Re'ehu v'lo shol hek, neish b'nevis. Kach shchai b'achar yusan. Okay. And you have our Gemara here also, which if you take literally, that's our previous discussion, is talking about shalo toveach, demare katavach. It's about bailos. What are the Gemaras? So again, number of the, to survey them. On the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Heod Beis Vav Amud Aleph, there the Gemara speaks about Bayiro Bayimotze. Behold, the Gemara there says, maybe you don't need Dabar Gor in the moment because it says Lo Yimotze, or maybe if you hold Dabar Gor in the moment, you wouldn't need the Pasuk. That's the Gemara's discussion. Gemara also says that maybe the application of Dabar Gor in the moment to Psachim is only based on Xeris HaKasu. After all, Psachim, the Bayro Bayimatze, is different than all of the cases. Gemara says, it's true. So, Kedai Techamina is Vav Meralef. Hold the Chisa Hader Beinei Lav Rishu Sekai Kamashmo. In most cases where you have Dabar Gor in the moment, something happened, and the question is to assess who it happened to or what it happened to. By Yiroev, you have a Shomer's Mekavel Achrayas. Okay, if it's sitting in his Rishos, he gets to be in a couple of days, he'll be able to say a Reish HaKol Lefanecha. That also is Dabar Gor in the moment, Kamam and Dami. That's why the Gemara is two deos. Do you need Lo Yimotze in addition to Dover Gor in the Mamon in order to justify Kabbalah Sachrayas of Pikodon Shalakum being subject to Bayiroa Bayimotze? Very important Gemara. How exactly do you understand that Chiluk? So you have to look at Rashi here. Rashi says in the case of Gneva, the actual Chavetz is effect. Einu Be'en, Zedailo Neva, B'chiyomar Abshimadai, Hu Hecha De'enu Be'en, Kagon Gonev. Kachim show you a bailim chai bakar yusan, I'm Rab Shimon Afabisha in Kefal Hekdesh, the similar little Hekdesh Hachachayev, Kim Chizachai bakar yusan, Re'eu Karin and Bang, the Gormli is chai mamon. But the truth is, it's not the only Gemara. This is not the only Gemara which Dabar Gorim is effective even before anything happened. Number one, the Gemara in Shavuos, although that might be a whole different story anyway. But also, you have the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kufyud Beis Amud Aleph, if you just survey the Gemaras of Rab Shimon, is talking about what?
You have an
Yerni Dachas, so the halacha is, what if you have Kadshim in that city? So Gemara says, you have to destroy it. Gemara says, why do you have to destroy it? So Gemara says, oh, it's according to Rab Shimon, who holds Dover Gor in the Mamon, Kim Mamon Dami, and since it's Dover Gor in the Mamon, it's Shabailim Have. Now that's a case where the theoretical chiyuv achrayas is koveya bailos or heftza. So it's hard to know exactly what the Gemara in Psachim, the contrast. Not all the cases are so simple. Again, the case in Babitzia, Ona, the case in Shavua. The case in Bava Kama, Gneva, are all cases where something happened to the Chayfetz. The case in Sanhedrin and the case in Psachim are cases where not, and there are 2 days in the Gemara in Psachim. The point is as follows. If you look at the different Gemaras, I'm trying to make it short, sometimes the Gemara says like what it says in Sanhedrin, or what it says here. The Gemara here on Ayin Bava Medale, the guna be beis ha'ish, below be beis hekdesh. But if it's kachrim shchai bachar yusan according to Rabbi Shimon, then it's the guna of mi'abaylim. That's the Gemara here on Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Gemara in Sanhedrin on Kufyud Beis, Omid Beis, very end of Sanhedrin. Hacha b'katzim shechai b'akrusa Rabbi Shimon, d'amr mamun b'aylem hu. Mamun b'aylem hu. Basically, it's very hard to pin down. Even if you hold davar garon l'mamon has nothing to do with hefsed and hezek, it's hard to pin down whether the point is that the cheftza is a cheftza shell mamon velo shell hekdesh, and that's the main point. Like Ramban's idea, kismale mos. Or whether the key is to establish not the cheftza is re'ehu velo shel hekdesh, but the bailus is re'ehu velo shel hekdesh. Namely, you pay for it, you're the bailus. Not it's something which is paid for, therefore it's mamon, but you pay, you're the bailus. And I think the same thing is true in our sugya. Again, we explained that there are two, broadly speaking, mahalchim in our Gemara. One is, if you take literally the words, demarei katavach. So the whole sugya is about bailus. And then you have to say, Yisrael knows not lachem, and so on, and so forth. And if that's the case, then the connection to davar garon l'mamon works nicely too. What we're saying is, it has to be demarei katavach, and davar garon l'mamon k'mamon dami is the key to accomplishing that. That's what Rabbi Gamliel establishes. And that's what Rabbi Shimon establishes. But if you take the second mahalach, which is Yisuria knows lachem too, it's not even a problem of lachem, of bailus. Or according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if it isn't, but we don't care, we don't need it. So what's the problem? What does davar garon l'mamon have to do with our sugya? As we said before, we were trying to explain the extension to Rabbi Yaakov, that maybe that's part of this point. Maybe it really is different here. Or maybe it's classical and this is what it always is about. Namely, the point isn't to establish personal bailus. The main point is to establish it's not chefta shel hekdesh. In this case, it's not chefta shel isuri ana. There's an element of this isuri ana which we look at as regular mamon. You're going to pay for it, it's mamon. Not you're going to pay for it, it's yours. And if the whole sugi is about tvicho mechira b'chefta shel mamon, then that's the connection to davar agorim. So getting back to the Gemara in Bava Kama for 1 second, the Gemara in Tzadiches, so the Gemara thought that this applies sarv shel rosso shel chaveiro. The davar agorim l'mamon applies. And then the Gemara said, no, davar agorim l'mamon, that only applies in something which is ikara mamon. So is the distinction in the Gemara, you can't create mamon yesh me'ayin, you can only adjust and provide perspective, like we said before. That's the point of the Gemara? Or maybe the Gemara was saying something else. The Gemara was saying, if davar garon l'mamon was about redefining the cheftza, then we wouldn't care whether it was ikara mamon or lo ikara mamon. What's the difference? Yesh me'ayin, yesh me'yesh. But the real point of davar garon l'mamon is to establish bailus. If you're establishing bailus, that's only davar should be yesh ikara mamon, because davar garon l'mamon has nothing to do with davar shein ikara mamon. The problem is a bailus problem. Davar garon l'mamon will help you, but what does that have to do with sarv shel chaveiro? Sarv shel rosso shel chaveiro, the problem is ein ikara mamon. So if you take that perspective, that would be another way to read the Gemara in Bava Kama.
Yeah, I just say that the idea that it makes a chet doesn't do the bias, or this doesn't only do bias, it also makes a chet to Barshobi, maybe it's easier to understand if, what the relevance to Kachin Shabbat Yusin is, if you hold Kachin's back, but Mamabalim him in a serious sense. And I'd say, well, he's already, you know, he's already, you know, Kachin's back, Mamabalim in, you know, a very, you know,
Mikar Tar Derubin.
Mikar Tar Derubin, then what's the here, so you could say it's more bilus or more ability to use the mocher. But the other easy thing to say is that even if it's yours, it doesn't necessarily have a lot of value since mark value is low.
Right. Could be. Okay, now let's finish up the Tosas. We have another couple of minutes. Now let's see if all this fits in also to the other Teirutzim of Tosas. Okay. So Tosas' assumption was that Garmi and Davar HaGorem are in a hierarchy, they're in a single line. And if you hold like Rabbi Meir, you certainly hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir certainly holds Rabbi Shimon. We know that the Ramban says exactly the opposite, that we paskin like Rabbi Meir, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara that's being quoted in Bava Kamma says nothing like what Tosas says. As we explained, it's only because Tosas understood from a certain point of view. Okay, go ahead. Ben, you were reading? Okay, so what do you make of this first answer? This is something different from what we've seen so far.
Right, it seems to make a distinction if you do two different types of things that can be considered, meaning things that
can be considered, chatzah shel mamon,
right.
Or chatzah shel shor, exactly.
Right, so, is it right?
No,
okay.
Not for this purpose.
Right, okay, fine. Chatzah shel mamon, that one case is not going to chatzah shel shor, that could belong to everyone. That has mandatory value for everyone, whereas another is more subjective.
Exactly. So this confirms that Tosas's question was based on the assumption not that Dina de Garmi and Garim Lamomon are Midin indirect Hefsid, because as we said, that gets you into a lot of problems. How can that work for Kefel, many other sugyas? But rather, the common denominator between them is about Chesesh Shovi, Kis Malimos. And Tosas's answer is Inochanami, but it isn't a straight black and white hierarchy. When it comes to the matter of Chesed Shomos, which is addressed both by Garmi and by Davar HaGorem LaMamon, there are pluses and minuses for each. On the one hand, Davar HaGorem isn't Yesh Me'ayim. It has a value. Right? That's a positive. On the other hand, it has a negative. Namely, the added value through the Grama is limited to one individual. So when it comes to creating Chefza Shel Mamon, Garmi and Garim Mamon are in the same business. That's the answer of Tosas. But the assumption of the question, which is that they're both basically about the same idea, is accepted. The Yesh Mefarshim? Is that what we're up to? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Mefarish. Okay, so obviously the last one is the easiest one, that it's only Din Drabanan. If it's only Drabanan, then of course you have to assume that the assumption of the question in terms of the hierarchy is totally wrong, obviously. Not only are they not equivalent but different, but Garmi is more problematic than Davar HaGorem Lamam. But the middle answer, the Yesh Mefarshim answer, is very intriguing. What does it mean? Just because Rav Meir doesn't happen to be talking about a case of Dalet Vehei, so what?
Well, I mean...
Ein Chabal HaChidusho? I mean, is there some cost? What is it?
Right, it seems to be... I mean, normally we would assume that Hezek would be more based on the Totsa of my action as opposed to Kneel, which is more based on the fact that I'm stable.
Oh, so it seems like what Tosas is saying is Gufa, this is where Tosas is getting to the major Chiluk. Seems like Tosas is saying, just because Garmi works doesn't mean that it'll work in Gneva. Why? Because maybe it works based on indirect Hefsid. Davar HaGorem LaMamon is working because of either Bilus or Chesed Shel Shovi. Those are relevant to Gneva and to Kefel Dalet Vehei. This is not. Now if you look at the Rashash, and with this I'll conclude for today, again we have a little more, but we're almost there. If you look at the Rashash, Alatar, so it's interesting. He says, he points out that the Shach asks on this Tosas, anybody have it there? What do you mean, the Dina de Garmi? One second. I mean, don't. Okay. word, he says, is better than I do. Oh. Alman b'chayv ramer ein lochiyak. Hashach b'chol shem mishpat shin pei vav siv kot nalat. That's the, after he continues to explain why he didn't write his kodras. Diksha mehod amarab, we say, so chometz, machogus rab shimon rabbanon. Avlo meymar, ad kan lo pligi rabbanon. It's according to Tosas that we could be that the problem is just because you're chayiv keren doesn't mean you're chayiv kefal. So when the Gemara quotes the machlokas from Shimon and Rabbanon, why didn't the Gemara say that the Rabbanon agree with Rab Shimon about keren and they only disagree about kefal? The Tamua says the Rashash the hapligi nami v'hazav l'inyanono shuva v'tashlumei shomrin. The Shach was asked, according to Tosis, who's creating some chiluk between Kefel and everything else, so how do you know that the Chachamim against Rab Shimon don't distinguish between between Kefel and Keren? That's his question. And sorry if Chametz Bepesach, let's say. So the Rashash says, I don't understand what the Shach is talking about. And what happened to Onah and Shavua and all those other demons? Shimon is only Bekefa. So I think what's going on here, I'm not sure who I'm, you know, attacking here. It depends on what, you know, what they mean by each point. The Rashash, it's good to be attacking someone, right? The Rashash is attacking the Shach because he understood the Shach obviously in a very technical way. He understood the Shach to be saying, well, Tosas just says that we can be mechalek between Kefel and Keren, but just because you know one doesn't mean you know the other, so why not stick that into Davar Gar L'Mamon as well? Let me just say what I think the answer is, and then I'll explain what I mean. The answer is, and that's what we explain for Tosas is, it's not an arbitrary chiluk. In Chabal L'Chidusha. What we're trying to explain is that just because you hold, you know, what Tosas is saying at this point is, I'm finally challenging the assumption of the question. Which is that Dina de Garmi and Dovra Gorim work in the same way. They don't. Maybe Dina de Garmi is Hefsid, which is why it will never apply to Kefal, because it's not going to be a Maisa Gneva, it could be a Maisa Hezek or a Maisa Hefsid, a Chiyuv Tashlumin. For Kefal, you need a Maisa Gneva, you need Hefsid Shel Shovi or and Bailus. That's all Tosis meant. That's nothing unique about Kefal. So to answer the Shach's question, answer both questions. To answer the Shach's question, when the Gemara says, however, there's a debate between Shimon and Rabbanan, in Dovra Gar, in the moment you can't make that distinction. Because in Dovra Gar, the moment is about Chetzah Shel Shovi and Bailus. Why should you distinguish between Kefal and Keren? Unless what the Shach was really asking was, just like Tosis is thinking now, thought previously that Garmi is Kis Malimos. And now they're thinking Garmi is indirect Hefsid. So maybe the Mandar, the Rabbanan against Rabbi Shimon will disagree about Cheftah Shel Shovi, but they'll agree that Gorim L'Mamon is also Din of Hefsid, that at least it should be a Chiyuv Keren. Let you be Chayiv Gorim L'Mamon Ne'em Garmi. Maybe that's what the Shach was asking. But if he wasn't asking that, he was saying within the point is, if you believe in the Ramban's type of Dovra Gorim L'Mamon K'Mamon Dami, then you can't ask the question of the Shach. Maybe the Shach was saying, how do we know the Rabbanon don't at least agree in a Me'ein Garmi kind of Garim L'Mamon? By the same token, now let's get to the Rashash. Rashash says against the Shach, if you're really taking Tosis so literally, what do you think Tosis does with Onah and Shvua? It's not only Kefel. The answer is, of course it's not only Kefel. Kefel is an example where you have to focus on the Hefzer, and it can't just be an indirect Hefzer, which is what's Koveya, Le'inyan, Ona'a, and Shvua, as well as Kefel. So I just don't know, meaning the Rashash understood the Shach well, and he's saying, how could the Shach think that the whatever, we see from the other things that Kefel is about, Chafzeh Shomamon. He understood the Shach well and he's asking, or he didn't understand the Shach well, so he's asking. It doesn't really matter. The point is that if we understand that Tosis means that this is exactly the distinction between Garmi and Dovra Gar L'Mamon, then that's the answer. We understand why it's not just Kefel, it's Onan, Shmua, and everything else. And we also understand at the same time why it makes sense to make that distinction between Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, not necessarily Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan within the regard of Mamon, Kamam, and Damian. Okay, we'll stop here. If you get a chance, just look at the Ksos and Shin Pei Vav Gimel for a second. We still have a few other little things to finish, and we're going to start, by hook or by crook, we'll start the Hazama on Thursday as well.
This should be between they deal with you shall be the two of this
the Takala should also be good. The Hot Takala should also be good. I'm trying to point out that there's a difference between a key of Achlayas the Shomer has when something occurs to the object, as opposed to being Mechai of a Shomer for himself exploiting his position to steal the object. No, it probably is I meant to do maybe write a period off.
So it's
good for the base. It's good for the base, and that's a good one. It doesn't look so well on the. Okay. This is for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have been suggesting that the same is feeble, and that by. And that one is Balus and one is Gibbet the Garmi is Esther Shimon on there, and Gibbet the Garmi is Balus. Gibbet the Garmi is Esther Shimon on there, and that's something that can be used as currency.
It's kind of like what I was saying about another way to read the Gemara Baba Kama. It's possible. It doesn't sound right. It sounds like Tosfos is working within their assumption of before, but adjusting it slightly in terms of it not being straight higher.